if you were, walking along with one of your children when they were younger, and one of them picked up something or other, kind of a stone or a rock that thought was nice looking, they wanted to take it with them, and you'd say, oh, throw that away, you don't need to carry that with you, you can find one of them any place. Just how would you say that? You can find one of them.
I'd say you could find one of those things anywhere.
If you're taking a trip into the wilderness and you're going with your car and the roads just didn't go past a certain point, somebody in the neighborhood, in this point, say, was 10 miles away, somebody in the neighborhood might tell you, well, 10 miles is all you could go by car. Just how would they say that around here? 10 miles is
as far as you can go.
They say over yonder around here?
Yeah, we do. It's a common expression. Up yonder, down yonder.
If I was trying to reach somebody's house and you were giving me directions, you might say, well, it's on up the road here, just a little, what?
A little piece.
Any other thing you might
say? A little ways or a little piece, more common, I think.
Suppose it was a little bit farther, say, long, it's on long, what?
Long up the road a little ways or a little piece.
Suppose it wasn't just a little piece, you'd say it was long. What would you say after the word long?
Say it's way on up the road.
You'd say it's a long ways?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you'd gone into some building on business or something, and while you were in there, some kids looking for mischief had slung some mud in your car, and you come out and ask somebody, which boys did that? What would somebody be likely to answer? There's a bunch of boys, mm-hmm. I mean, in sight, and you're sure that not all of them were involved. You just ask which ones did it. What expression would they be apt to use around here?
You mean the ones that